Welcome to Male Models. My name is Joe. That's Josh Peck. Josh is a world superstar.
Welcome to Male Models. My cholesterol is still through the friggin' roof, and I've not recovered. I can't get over it.
You need more spinach in your life.
I don't know if that's it.
Probably not.
I think it's genetic, because I eat like a bird.
No, you don't.
Oh, what do I eat like? You better name the right animal. Like a hippo? Fuck you.
I didn't say that. You're like a delicate little... You're a deer. And you just graze in the pasture.
I think so. I like that.
What am I?
Okay. You're like a moose with an eating disorder. Yeah, I would say I'd call you a deer too. We're deer-esque.
Did you know there were hundreds of people named Josh that had a pool, that had a battle for the name?
Weird.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, the Josh fight.
I can see you taking over and really winning.
I feel like Josh became like a really unpopular name. Like, don't be a Josh about it.
No.
I think it's a little Karen-esque.
Is it? Where does the phrase, oh, you got to be joshing me come from?
Yeah, just joshing around. I don't know. All I know is that I once read a tweet which was, imagine carrying a baby for almost 10 months and calling it Josh.
Like, I think you have a cool name.
It's like not John. It's not like Mark or Brian or like something that's like so basic.
Are you trying to say something?
Joe's pretty basic. No, Joe's... I would say Joe is Josh.
Yeah, I think Josh is more elevated though because you have an extra letter.
I always think about that. Like people like us, David's, who else? Like...
Nick's.
Like these are people that will go throughout their whole life with one name and never be called it.
You have a new baby on the way.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have name suggestions?
Yeah.
Do you have like a, is it a notepad in your phone?
Yeah. And I look at it as it compares against me and my wife's name and my son already. And I go, does this fit?
And does it?
Nah.
I can picture yours being like Rocky or Rambo.
That's so funny.
Shut up, is it?
No, but my wife, we do like names. We like, here's the problem is that like names become so annoying because everyone co-opts them and then names become like Max is pretty classic, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know an annoying Max.
No.
Right.
No, and I picture him being like a hockey player.
Yeah, it's my son. Quick, Max, ace. You know?
He probably has a quick shot. He can take down a deer.
Yeah. Fun names, three-letter names, Dan, Joe. But, you know, you just have to be careful. Like, I feel like the hipsters co-opted the old-school names, like Maude and Iris and Sadie, and now it's like Poppy and fucking, I don't know, and random, like, and now there's like Barbara. Like, they're bringing back old-school names. Shout out my mom.
Oh, wow.
And so... You have to be careful navigating those waters because you don't want your kid to be that kid.
Mm. Do your baby names and your wife's baby names differ a lot? Or are there like some common grounds?
No, because I'm not an idiot and I just let her have whatever she wants.
Everything?
I always say about my wife, to her credit, and I don't like to compliment her if I can get around it, but... You know, I always say like her taste is her gift. Like... The way she dresses, her aesthetic, her style, the way in which she looks at the world is very attractive. And I feel like people will pay for that. And I'm trying to get her to leverage it because we need the extra income. So, yeah, like, it was always going to be Max Milo Peck. There were other names considered, but I think she originally thought of Milo maybe as the first name, and I was like, man, that's a little cool guy, and also I know you secretly wish you had married Milo Ventimiglia. So I don't know if I want to be haunted by that, but Max Milo Peck just sounded right.
And did you have a female name as well?
Yeah, because we don't find out the sex of the baby.
Right.
Which I would insist that one day when you have a child, you do the same.
You get the surprise?
I want you to be surprised. Do you think you could do it? No.
No, I can.
I think you could. I wonder if the person that you procreate with could.
There's very few mysteries in life, and that's a cool one to really hold on to.
When people say to me, because we didn't find out the sex for our first baby, and we're not going to find out for our next, people go, oh my God, I could never do that. How are you doing that? Oh my God. And I want to say, we're doing it the way people did before ultrasound technology, which was discovered in the last 60 years. Like, we're doing it the way everyone did it up until the 50s?
Oh, I'm a fucking godfather.
What? Mazel!
Thank you!
Hey!
Oh, I'm Uncle Joe.
Is the baby named Joe, too?
No.
Ugh. You'd have to die for that.
I know. Dude, I'd do anything to have a baby named after me.
Dream. It's not happening. Dude, no. Did you just get that? I was there before you.
Your
I'm
baby.
Not naming my child after you, Joe.
Joe Peck?
Not a great name.
It's not the worst.
It sounds like a guy who has a construction company in Staten Island. Hey, you get your shingles done by Joe Peck?
Shingles? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm a creative Jew. Okay, I don't know from fixing things. Wow. And did you get a picture? When did she deliver?
Yesterday.
Your sister delivered yesterday.
In the morning. Yeah.
Is she different to you all of a sudden?
Yeah. I think it. I don't know if it makes me shitty to say, but it didn't really hit me until like I saw the baby. You know. But once that it comes in, it's like, oh wow, perspective. Things change. It's like there's more to life. Yeah, I got the same feeling when I got the saltwater fish tank, you know.
Now, the afterglow of finding out that thank you God your sister had a healthy child and that you are now a godfather, did that sort of minimize your anxiety from not getting a brand deal for the last 2 months for a couple hours?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm still stressed the fuck out. I'm waiting for the sponsors to come back. I'm not sure what's happening.
Yeah, it's just a weird time. I mean, I can't believe that we're also at the mercy of this global recession. It's like influencers shouldn't have to deal with high gas prices.
Did you?
Gas prices are so high.
They're going up to $10 soon.
Stop.
You didn't hear that?
Says who?
First off, Mr. Tesla. They're going up to $10.
No.
Yeah, dude. And I feel like it's just a matter of time before more stuff is going to have a shortage. There's a fucking sriracha shortage.
No.
Yeah. I bought two. I'll sell you one, but for double the price I paid.
I'm not a big sriracha guy, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah, you don't like spice.
Have you heard that thing? Look up where they make sriracha in like the town in California. I think it's in California. That the whole town smells like the peppers they use.
Yes, it does.
When they're like cultivating it.
It does. And I lived in New Jersey. They make the Nesquik, and it smells like chocolate cocoa powder.
Now, that's nice.
We should move there.
Are you kidding me?
The rent there is probably so high.
I would give up my Acqua di Gio for a cologne like that. Nesquik cologne?
Is that Josh Peck? Yeah, he smells like Hershey syrup.
Yeah, dude, Nestagio.
You know what we should do? We should go to Hershey Park.
First of all, 100% down to clown. Second of all, no follow-up. Let's do it.
It's a theme park dedicated to Hershey's.
Yeah, I'm 100% in. I grew up in New York, and I would hear people going, and I just never did.
Oh, it's the best. They have fucking costumes of Reese's Pieces, man.
I think my mom kept me from it. Knowing that I'd go into a diabetic coma because I was such a fat, fat, fatty.
At the end of the little free tour ride, they give you two chocolate bars.
Hey, do you think if I was still overweight, they would call me a diabetes influencer?
Dude, the amount of brand deals that you'd be getting?
That's not true because when I was a kid, I would never get to go up for like Oreo commercials or any kind of like snack food commercial, which was like the gold mine for kids because they were like, oh, we don't want a chubby kid to be selling fruit snacks because we don't want it to seem like, you know, what it really is, which is a caloric grenade on kids' metabolisms.
What do you think you spent the most time eating as a kid? Let's say it at the same time.
My feelings.
1, 2, 3. Cheez-Its.
Carbs. No. Yeah, just carbs. I just,
and cereal.
In the morning, when I started, I remember when I started in middle school, I went to school alone. Like, I would walk to school at sixth grade.
Oh, you were probably adorable.
So cute. Winded. A four-block walk, I'd be winded. I'd be like, whoa, is this third block uphill? Everything's uphill when you're overweight.
I'm sensing a little elevation. My calves are really hitting it today.
Wow, the air's thinner up here on 48th Street. So in the morning on the corner of my block, I'd go get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll, which is like the New York staple at a bodega. No one does it like they do. Because they'll like soft fry an egg. Then they're putting beauty. It's on a shitty Kaiser roll. You know what a Kaiser roll is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a very basic roll.
It's the last roll in the empty display case because nobody grabs it.
Right.
And it has, maybe if you're lucky, it has the black poppy seeds on it.
Yeah, but it's not fun.
No, and it's always dry. Right. And it's like, I'm eating, it tastes like it made 4 days ago.
But they've got the pre-made bacon there that's already crispy. They do a soft scramble on the egg. Then they put usually a piece of like American cheese, if we're being honest, on it.
Your mom gave you money for this every day?
Yeah, or I stole it. Then I would get like some kind of sugary, we used to call them quarter waters, which were like these 50-cent drinks that were basically like fruit juice. And a lot of times I would get like a chip, and that would be breakfast. And I'd bring it to school. Sometimes I'd eat half on my walk, and then I'd be like, I'm not going to eat the rest. It's crazy. But second period roll around, and I'd be in the back of class, and I'd be finishing it. And then there'd be lunch. So there was like either a Subway, go get a loaded ass sandwich, or go get two slices of pizza, or go get, I mean, the best in New York is you get the lunch special Chinese food, which is like 1500 calories, because you'd get beef and broccoli, fried rice, hot and sour soup, and an egg roll for $5.
Oh, wow.
Or fried chicken wings and fried rice. Like, that's the most New York shit, where you literally go to a Chinese food restaurant and go, yeah, let me get the chicken wings with ketchup. Dinner would be whatever my mom would cook, which would be like something, some semblance of healthy-ish. Or not. Or she wasn't feeling healthy that day, and so then it was like a trifecta of just bad foods.
Dude, if I found out the world was ending in like a week, the amount of food that I consume in that 7 days would be astronomical. So insane. Like, some people would go commit crime. Some people would go have crazy sex. I would go to the supermarket and just buy all the Oreos.
I'd be crazy sex. Dangerous sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Monkeypox sex. No. I'm kidding. But that's, we've had this discussion before, like with a week to live, like, do you look at your spouse and go like, hey, it's been fun.
Yeah.
No holds barred. Have a great time. Yeah. You know, if you want to go hook up with, you know, Milo Ventimiglia, have at it. You know, I'll watch.
I don't think I'm ever going to get out of the honeymoon phase.
You will.
Nope.
Okay.
My beautiful girlfriend Caitlin, never getting out of it.
I'm not out of the honeymoon phase yet with my wife.
Hell yeah.
But reality sets in.
But kids come into the picture and things change.
Hey, should I finish my cliffhanger from last week?
Yeah.
Guys, I like to joke around a lot, but the two things I don't joke around about a lot are not having a dad and health. Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. Joe, get serious. This is health. I can't stay. You know what? I got this. I started using Athletic Greens when I got serious about health.
So you want to know what this stuff is? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens One, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start off your day right.
It's lifestyle friendly. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, or some, you know, new diet to be named. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial nothing. Just like me. But it tastes really good.
You want to save money? Well, here it is. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. It's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself, and you're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance.
It supports mental clarity and alertness. Like, for example, I don't even know where I am right now. Hold on. Just had a sip of Athletic Greens. I'm in Joe's studio.
Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health.
To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D, no Bruno. And 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/male models.
Yeah.
Again, that's athleticgreens.com/male models on the World Wide Web to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Thank you, Athletic Greens, for sponsoring this episode. Okay, so for anyone who didn't hear last week, I'd had about 11 items I dropped off at the dry cleaner late December 2021. I went to pick it up about 2 weeks ago. It's June. And I was told by the dry cleaners that my clothes did not exist, that they were no longer there, that... Okay, so that's where we're at. My clothes are not there. I do not have a ticket because that's crazy. Who keeps receipts? I'm not a hoarder. And basically, I'm out of luck. And it was like 12 pieces of clothes, probably totaling about $1,500 worth of clothes because they're like dress shirts and nice. Okay, maybe $800. I shop at TJ Maxx. Anyway, so I'm feeling real upset. I'm feeling real mad at me. This is what happens. You take too long. You procrastinate. You put things off. Now look at you. No clothes for Josh. And like the people there are like not being helpful. And I, again, to reiterate, I'm like totally taking the onus on myself and being like, guys, I know that this is my mess up. I see clearly on the ticket that it says, if you don't pick it up within 30 days, not our responsibility anymore. So I realized that I could get effed here. But I also live in the world that is, in like a real world, where like, they gotta go somewhere. So unless these clothes have been given away, or somebody who works there has a similar style to me. Allegedly, no accusation.
All five employees are just wearing them. Like, we don't know what happened.
I know that shirt.
I'm hypothetically, like, if they said that they donated the clothes, would you have been happy and accepted it and walked away?
Not happy, accepted and walked away, yes.
Okay.
So at this point, I'm like really feeling upset. And then this is where I drew the line. This was when they barked up the wrong tree. This is where they messed with the wrong Jew. They go, you picked it up. I say, when? They go, February, here's the date. I go, no. I say, I memorize lines for a living. I got a good memory. They're not great lines. Catch me on iCarly, 2 episodes. No, very proud of that, actually. I'm like, I didn't pick it up. I know that. They're like, oh, no, you did. Look, we have the receipt of you picking it up at the end of February. But I'm starting to think something's amiss here. Things are not adding up. I'm being gaslit, as the kids say. I go, no, that's not the case. I didn't pick it up. They go, you picked it up. And now at this point, I'm like getting a lot of energy of like, get out of the shop. Leave here now. And I'm like, so here I am. I'm dealing with, you know, good angel, bad angel, right? On one hand, I'm taking the blame. I messed up. On the other hand, I go, no, I'm being screwed. So I go home. I go, maybe I'm crazy. Let me look. I live in a 2-bedroom apartment, Joe. Not a lot of places to look. I'm like, unless I hid this in like the supply closet or under the pots, these clothes are not here. So I go into my closet and I'm looking. I'm like, not here. So I know that it's gone. And it's at that point that I go, well, there's going to have to be a reckoning here. And it's going to have to be, all I wanted was, we gave it away. Right? Or like, maybe that's the thing. They're like, after 6 months, we just donate it to Goodwill. And to your point, I would have been like, okay, but I'm like, I'm not going to, whatever this weird Watergate, you know, mini insurrections going on here, I will have no part of.
We should go into really big political events as like a full-blown episode. We should both do our research on Watergate, and then we come back together and we discuss what happened.
Yeah, that's great. That was Giannis's podcast, but I think there's a room for it.
Oh, they did that?
Well, they did this thing called History Hyenas, where they would just like look up Christopher Columbus or Watergate or like the history of whatever, and then they would like jokingly talk about it for the whole episode. But like, go into the... We can do it!
Yeah, if you guys want to hear it, message us. That's such a good idea.
And Giannis, sorry.
Yeah, I thought of it, so it's fine.
Yeah, we'll be History Hippos.
Yes, History Hippos. Call me a hippo again. Okay.
So I decide, you know what? Something needs to be done here. So I go the next day.
I have my torch.
Yeah. I'm like, this is unacceptable. And I'm feeling bad. So now I'm talking to the woman who runs the joint.
The same one from yesterday or no?
No. This guy, this assistant manager with just like, who was angry at his parents. This guy was no good.
I wish I knew where I was when this was happening.
This was before you and I went to the Irv's Burgers event.
Oh, right before it?
Yeah.
No wonder why you came so heated.
Sorry. And so I go in and I'm talking, and again, and shout out myself, shout out me, I go in going, I know this is ridiculous. I know it's on me. But an injustice occurred, and we're going to have to unearth it together.
I'm a Yelper. I would hate to leave a negative review.
Let me tell you what. They were about to get blown up on Yelp. It would not have been good for them. And this is a corporate cleaner, so I'm talking to the woman. She's like, it says clearly here you picked it up. I go, I didn't. And then I go, I also checked my credit card statements for the last 6 months. There was no charge from you guys, right? Joe.
There's lots of Dunkin' Donut charges, but none from you.
I didn't check my credit card statement, but I got them thinking.
That's a good bluff.
Thank you. I don't even know the password to get into my online account. Shout out mom who handles all my bills.
Did you pull that one out, or did you go in with that thought in your head?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I'm like, there's no charge, so I didn't pick it up because I didn't pay for cash. I didn't pay with it.
Sir, can you bring us those receipts?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm Gen Z. I don't carry cash. So then she goes, and I'm like seeing her double back, and I'm like, this is some fuckery amiss. Like, this is odd. They're covering something up. And then she's like, well, we actually charge you when you first drop the clothes off. I'm like, that's not how dry cleaning works. I'm like, you charge when you pick it up. Like, that's how it works. She goes, well, we don't have it. And I go, no problem. I said, and this is where I pull out the wild card. I go, do you have your boss's name? I'm like, I think I'm going to call corporate just to like, I just need for my own edification, just so I could sleep at night. So then I see red alert go off. She goes, well, there's no one to call. I go, well, there is. Somebody's paying the light bill here. Who is it? And she goes, you know what? Give me your number. I'm going to look around the shop. Maybe I'll get lucky. I go, maybe you will. Here's my number. Within 30 minutes, Joe, I get a call. Hi, we found your clothes. I'm like, would you look at that? They were there. They were there the whole time. Because it's not ridiculous that it's ridiculous that it took me this long, but it does happen. My clothes were there. They were in perfect condition, folded. They're a little wrinkly because they'd been there for 6 months. Kind of made no sense. I dropped them off in the first place. But this woman, like, all she had to do was go, like, look, because they had, like, taken it off of the hanger automated pulley thing. Usually, I would just lay down and take it because that's kind of how I live my life.
Right. You're submissive.
Total.
You're a lazy bottom.
I'd say... The most. Sometimes I'm an ambitious middle, rarely. Yeah.
If I look good in the light. If the lights are out, I'm ambitious.
I just would have taken my I literally would have taken it all on myself and said, you deserve this. You screwed this up. But it wasn't until I felt as though I was taken advantage of, that I was being gaslit, that the screws were being put to me, that I said, no, it's time for me to step up.
It's nuts that you still had the balls to keep going after 6 months went by. Because I would have been like, yeah, you're probably right. I'm sure you donated it.
But that's not how it works.
I've also never been to a dry cleaner, so I don't know.
I believe that. And so when she called me, I was like, immediately, then I do a big 180, right? Because now I'm like, I'm the most responsible person on earth. I'm like, look at me. So I'm like, I'm bringing you a cake.
Shut up, did you?
Yeah.
Ah.
So I went to the grocery store, the nice one.
Yeah.
And I got her a bunch of pastries, you know, for the group, even the mean assistant manager. And I brought them in, and she was like, and she's celebrating, I'm celebrating, we're eating cake. It was fabulous.
She charge you?
Yeah, $120. I was like, you know, at this point, it'd be nice if, you know, considering owning your side of it, and she wouldn't hear of it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm glad you got the dub.
The Chronicles of Me, Joe. The Chronicles of Me. Hey, Tammy Topics is here.
I've missed her. She has such a fat booty.
So true. Okay. Here's a good time. Sabbath service derails after couple begins having sex on Zoom. A randy couple who zoomed into services at a Minneapolis synagogue hosting a bat mitzvah forgot to turn off their camera as they began to make a mitzvah of their own, canoodling in full view of the congregants who were subjected to the softcore sideshow for almost an hour.
Damn.
She was walking around naked. She got dressed. She's in and out of the Zoom. He was in the bed. He whipped it out. She started going to work.
Woo! getting hot right now.
Someone on the Zoom song called her and was like, what the fuck are you doing? You're on camera. She freaked out.
Wow.
It was a Zoom for a bat mitzvah. Judaism turns me on.
That's hot.
God, that is so scary.
Did you ever go to bar mitzvahs and all the kids were hooking up?
No, we were 13.
Well, yeah. I wasn't part of it, but the cool kids were.
What does hooking up mean at that age?
Making out?
Yeah, I was not. No one was kissing me. Maybe I got lucky to like grind dance for a song or two.
And were you confident during that?
No, and it was like always like as the man, like because obviously traditionally the girl was doing all the work. So like as the man, you didn't know like, do I rock with it? Do I just stand there like a thug? Then sometimes at dances growing up, guys would be like, they would be against the wall while the girl was going to town. And I'd be like, wow, like that's even more extreme because there's so much pressure from both sides.
Wow.
There's nowhere to run. Damn. Remember grinding?
Yeah, but I was never part of it.
You never got ground upon?
No.
You never got ground and pounded?
I never GMP'd. I was always standing on the side. I didn't like dancing then. I didn't have the confidence. I still don't.
I don't like dancing now.
Neither do I.
Can I air out a frustration with my wife?
Yeah, did you dance at your wedding?
Not much.
Did you grind with her?
No, we didn't really hang out much during our wedding.
The two of you or like in general?
You'll find that when you get married, because you have all the closest people of your whole life from both sides, that, I mean, it's not a joke. Your wedding goes by in a flash.
I'm doing like, a small wedding.
I hate event. You know me. I don't like socialize.
I'm surprised you even went to your wedding.
So it started at 4 and ended at 10:30. It was a blink. Which to me, in every other scenario, would be like, are you 6 hours? Are you nuts?
Yeah.
It was like, I would look at my watch and another 2 hours had gone by. I'm like, oh my God.
I can't be here this long. I have to go do a hot chicken mukbang.
It's all your favorite people. So my wife and I were at a wedding recently. And, you know, I didn't really dance much. But then the groom was from Israel. So there's all these Israeli kids there, and I'm like, hey, I'm a Jewish American representative here. Like, I'm just like you guys. And they're like, you're Jewish? I'm like, hey, we come in all shapes and sizes. And so I was like, you guys are like the badass military Jews, and I'm more of like the Woody Allen creative type.
I'm the one like making the movies, you know?
And so they start playing this song.
You want your finances done? I got you.
That's anti-Semitic. we are not a monolith, Joe. And so, come
April 15th, you're giving me a call.
Well, it's a little late, isn't it? It's when you file.
Oh, April 10th?
You better start in February if you really want to get ahead of the game.
You would know.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, pizza boy. No, okay. So, you know, I'm not really dancing because I don't know that many people at the wedding. But then the Israelis start to like go like hard body karate. They start playing this song from Israel.
Are they the badass guys in the war, in the army?
The thing is, the majority of if you grow up in Israel, there's mandated military service. So most people are in the military unless you get an exemption like you and I would get.
These guys, we don't want them.
They'd be like, I'd be like, I have flat feet and perfect pitch.
Listen to this, no.
And you know, at Jewish weddings, they do something called the hora, which is where everyone does hava nagila and dances around a big circle, and the bride and groom get lifted in chairs. It's so fun.
Yeah.
So they didn't do that specifically, that song, but they did a song and they're raising the bride and groom in chairs, and it's so fun. And I like jump in the middle of it because like now we're like friends, because like Jews, like fellow Jews and I were giving each other the nod, like if shit pops off, like let's find each other, like come and go. And so, and I'm like going in, hopping around, and I turn and my wife is like cackling at me, like totally judging, totally being like, what, you don't dance the whole time? And then like the one Israeli banger comes on and you're like going to town like you're on Molly, and I'm like, will you just let me live? Try to have a nice time, Joe.
The one song you get up to dance to.
Oh my God. And that wasn't even the most challenging part of the trip, which you'll find out on the next episode of Male Models.
Woo! But History Hippo is coming soon.
Yeah, yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
Oh, and for our shout out of the week, our shout out goes to best way to describe the show. Josh Peck found the real life Josh Nichols in Joe Volpes. Amazing stuff. Shout out, Eli. Thank you for the review. If you want to get a shout out on the pod, give Male Models 5 stars and write a review on the Apple Podcast Store for your super special shout out.
Do you see me as Josh Nichols?
Yeah.
Like parts of it?
All of it.
Really?
Really? Really?